When bagpipes pipe up, fields of heather come to mind, or a St. Patrick's Day parade, or more somberly, a policeman or fireman's funeral. What the bagpipes usually do not bring to mind are acres of asphalt and white-painted lines, hair and nail emporiums, or the grocery store of a suburban shopping center. But not long ago, I was coming out of the Publix near my home in the suburbs of Atlanta. There was a wail off in the middle distance. A few bars into it, I tracked the music to a young man standing at the edge of the parking lot, just behind a Chevron station and a taco bar. I drove up and met Ryan McMahon, a young whip of a man in jeans and running shoes, standing near his car, cradling the tasseled bags and pipes. He said he was playing here in the parking lot because when he practiced in his own yard earlier that week, a neighbor called the police. A
cop come up and he said something about a city ordinance against loud noise.
Did you ever think that somebody might call the police about that?
No, didn't think it. Especially something as hard to play as bagpipes, or hardly anybody plays, you know. Guitarists are a dime a dozen, bagpipes, very hard to find.
Let's face it, bagpipes are loud. But Ryan McMahon says it's not like he was playing at night when the Duluth police laid down the law.
Sun was shining and everything. The cop comes up, is there a volume control on that? I was like, no. He was more on my side. He's like, it's kind of ridiculous. I think there should be, like, a circumstance with bagpipes. If you play bagpipes, you should be able to play any time of the day. But he said, but it's not my town, so.
Ryan McMahon is 21. He's in school studying to be an electrician, yet he's chosen to play an instrument that needs no plugging in to be heard. In his words, he fiddled around with the guitar and violin, but he says the bagpipes are the instrument he's really serious about. He's been at it for about 2 years and needs to practice about half an hour a day. He's been looking for wide open places near Duluth. One day, a county park, another day, the parking lot of the Cineplex, and this day, at the edge of the Publix parking lot. But that half hour of practice he hoped to get in is interrupted by a lot of people surprised to hear a bagpiper. John Moore had expected a regular trip to the strip mall.
I came to go to Kaufman Tire and the Publix, and I heard him here, and I thought it was great. Thought I'd come by and compliment him and tell him keep coming back.
Of course, there are people who don't share that view. They may subscribe to the old line that defines a gentleman as someone who knows how to play the bagpipes, but refrains from doing so. But snipes and banishment pale next to the lore of what earlier bagpipers are said to have faced.
The English used to, if they found a piper playing bagpipes, they'd cut off his hands or kill him. The Scottish used to use the bagpipes in war, and you hear it coming around a mountain echoing, and you don't know how many people are coming towards you or exactly what's going to happen. It kind of unnerves and makes them a little bit scared. And I guess that's how they won the, I forget which battle it was, but it was like 20,000 English soldiers against 5,000 Scottish soldiers, and the Scottish soldiers won.
Ryan McMahon has that same kind of pluck, even when the landscape he plays to is not a heath, but a nail salon, grocery store, and Blockbuster, even when the traffic roars by. Ryan says the trucks do not drown him out. And you can hear in some of those bagpipe tunes a lament. Ryan McMahon's story has some of the elements of a country blues song. He had been practicing at his girlfriend's for more than a year, but they just broke up, and that's what had him practicing in his own yard. Not only did the police tell him to stop, his own dog would howl when he played. On top of that, the braces on his teeth could make playing the bagpipes a painful and bloody proposition. Several drivers slowed to a crawl and even stopped to get a close-up look and listen. There was a policeman from a neighboring town who'd heard him while at the Burger King. There was a mother and three of her children in an SUV. The freckled, red-haired girl in the front seat offered McMahon a dollar, but he turned it down. He says that since he's been practicing in parking lots, folks have been offering him paying gigs. But McMahon says what he needs most is practice.
I got all kinds of business cards, but I'm not sure if I'm ready yet. I want to wait like another year or two. I'm afraid I'm not good enough just yet. I'm going to play for some lady on Mother's Day. She's giving her mom me as a gift.
To some ears, bagpipes may be a sound that only a mother could love. Others, though, are happy to hear them in the most unexpected places.